Okay.
You're recording?
Yeah.
La 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 la. Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And today we are going to talk about three bourbons that we have never had before, as far as I know.
Yeah, no.
No? No? Okay. So, this is episode 51.
Marlis. For those of you keeping count.
Yeah.
Apparently Marlis is. Uh-huh. No. No. Yes, this is episode 51. Sorry about that. So, first up, well, I'll tell you. We have Wolcott, Balcones, Baby Blue, and Willett Pot Still Reserve. And first up is the Wolcott. And I believe that's you, John, right?
It is. So I couldn't find an awful lot of information online. I saw some other people who did reviews on it, and they said that Wolcott has changed hands a number of times. It was owned at one time by Jim Beam, another time by Buffalo. Buffalo Trace?
It's Buffalo Trace, yeah.
And then by Sazerac. I don't know, frankly, who owns it at the moment. It is distilled, aged, and bottled by Clear Springs Distilling Company in Louisville, Kentucky. It is 45% alcohol by volume. I don't know an awful lot about it. Rumor has it that it has a smooth, mellow flavor, a very short finish, and good mouthfeel, and people
describe... Did you say good mouthfeel?
Mouthfeel.
Oh, mouthfeel. Got it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Sorry.
No, this is, we're not doing drugs here. We're,
no.
We're doing whiskey.
I was
going
to say, I'm not drinking that one then. I want to keep my teeth.
Right. So it's supposed to have notes of cherry, brown sugar, possibly nuts, cinnamon and spice, and pepper and dark fruit.
So. What did you say the nose would be? I'm sorry. I have short-term memory problems.
Cherry, brown sugar, maybe some nuts.
I think I get the cherry.
Yeah.
I definitely get the cherry.
It's kind of an alcohol forward.
Yeah, it is very alcohol forward, but if you dive through the alcohol, you can smell
which we are practiced at doing.
We are very practiced at diving through alcohol.
Moving past the burning nose hairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you can smell better, right?
That's
no
right.
Hair to get in the way. No, I like the cherry smell.
It's not nearly as alcoholy tasting as it is in aroma.
No, that,
which may be that it just hasn't had a chance to air out a bit, too.
Yeah, I like it, actually. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say one of the people that you were listening to thought it was too sweet?
Yeah.
I'm not getting that. I mean, it's sweet, but it's not. But it's bourbon.
It is sweet, yeah. And, yeah, that was... one of the reviews... basically, the reviews that I watched online both gave it kind of an intermediate, rating, like a 3 out of 5 or so, or maybe even less. But because of the sweetness, and I don't know what they were looking for, but I tend to like sweeter tasting whiskeys.
Maybe they
are
bourbon drinkers
and,
or something.
No, you know, they do, but they just have different tastes than me.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's got a, well, I don't know, one site said that it had a high rye mash bill. And plenty of oak aging give this bluegrass gem dry and spicy character.
I have to say my lips are tingling.
Yeah, mine too. I can see the rye. Again, it's not, you know, the obstreperous kind of slap you around rye. It's, but it's there. And it doesn't have a really long finish. I think they're right on that. It's kind of like, well, I'm here. Okay, now I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing, except for the lip tingling.
You need to take another sip, it says.
Okay.
Because because the finish is just so short. It's like, time for another one.
And didn't the guy at Total Wine say that it had won double gold at some... The guy at Total Wine.
He did, yeah. He did. And I actually was reading at... I can't remember the name of the website now. But anyway, Fred Minnick, I guess, has a website. And he's got a list of all the, you know, double platinums, double golds, and, you know, and the platinums, and all the, you know, ratings for different whiskeys they've tried. And this was, I guess, taken from the American Spirits Council of Tasters. They did a competition in 2021. And they gave it double platinum, so they mm-hmm. loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's tasty. Well,
what,
yeah.
What do you? Because he said double gold. Like everybody had to agree that it was the best.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do you have to do
for double platinum?
Yeah. Or is it maybe that one
different
maybe,
competition?
Maybe. Different competition.
Yeah, different competition. Yeah. I guess in at some year non-specified in the article mm-hmm. I was reading. It also won the San Francisco Spirits Competition gold medal. Mm-hmm. You know, but that didn't say what year that was.
Okay. Well, and I think sometimes, you know, we've got three bourbons here to taste. And the first one, you know, you can read a review and said, oh, it's too sweet or it's too this or too that, you know, but it's the first thing you're tasting mm-hmm. in the time period. And it's like, well, you know, you don't have anything to compare it to at this point. Mm-hmm. So true. I will look forward to taking another sip after
all the
a couple
others.
Of the others.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all that said, it is now time to do Marlis's Balcones Baby Blue.
Yeah. Over. This is Baby Blue Corn Whiskey. Balcones is one of the most prominent names in the micro distillery movement. The kind of one of the distilleries that is putting Texas on the map as a third whiskey producing state, right behind Kentucky and Tennessee. And Balcones Baby Blue is the first whiskey that they made. At the time, it was almost revolutionary, and even by modern standards, it has some novel elements. Basically, it's named after its mash bill and its aging. The mash bill is 100% Hopi blue corn, so blue. And it's aged for a short time, but in 5-gallon barrels. So it's not going to be one of those things that is in the massive barrels in the huge ricks, you know, somewhere in the Kentucky hillside. You know, it's they don't say exactly how short a time, but it's the tiny barrels, so it still gets quite a bit of oak. So, and the blue corn mash, they say, remains a novel feature even several years later. It's not chill filtered. It's bottled at 46% ABV. It's golden. It's a little lighter in color than the other two whiskeys. And it says if you swirl it around, you'll get a nice legs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that... it should be rich and oily as it is buttery, like someone smeared butter on the top of freshly baked sweet cornbread. Oh, it does smell sweet. That is a very different aroma experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, than the first one.
You don't get that fruity.
No, not so much fruit, but definitely
like caramel or vanilla or something.
Yeah, and just a thicker aroma.
Yeah.
Not the kind of more astringent.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So a sip gives more sweet corn, rich creamy mouthfeel, very corny but in a surprisingly sophisticated way. Candy corn sweetness meets a note of fire roasted sweet corn. Finish, not so much. Finish is kind of just generic, spicy, and sweet conclusion. This is from the Whiskey Wash, I think. So, let's...
And you said this was 46%?
Yeah, 46% ABV. Mm-hmm. So, a little stronger than the Walcott.
It's got a much longer finish than the Walcott. I'm still tasting the sweetness in the corn.
And it is a different mouthfeel.
Yeah, and it's I found it a little smoother than the Walcott.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it doesn't actually bill itself as a bourbon, though, right? It calls itself
a corn whiskey.
Mm-hmm. But because it's more than 51% of corn, then mm-hmm. it basically, I guess, is a bourbon.
Are the American standards linked to place? Like, do you have to be from Kentucky?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think. No, because I saw a bourbon that was local.
I've seen them billed as being bourbons.
That's
when they're from Oregon.
Yes, I think they just have to be 51% or more corn. I think mm-hmm. that's what makes it a bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What year? You read something I think it's 1964. Bourbon was named America's.
America's. Native whiskey or native spirit, I think, or something like that. I forget exactly.
Wasn't it declared by Congress or something?
Yeah.
Congress declared it, you know, bourbon America's, basically America's whiskey or spirit. Which, you know, it is, you don't really hear about too many bourbons from other countries. I haven't, you know, not that we're experts or anything, but.
No. It says that after the first the sweetness and then the mellow kind of roasted corn, there should be kind of a corn husk that many don't like. But you know,
I've never eaten a corn husk, and if maybe I should, I probably like it because I have liked the whole thing.
It's sweet but not overly.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we will.
And it has that mellowness. It really is.
It's really
smooth.
Yeah,
and
it's
mellow
smooth.
And not a lot of bite to
it. Despite the fact of the ABV, I would recommend mm-hmm. this to a beginner bourbon drinker because it is very, very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let us move on to the Willett.
Mm-hmm.
The Willett Pot Still Reserve Whiskey
which has the most wonderful bottle.
Yes. The Willett is by the Willett Distillery, which was founded in 1936 by Thompson Willett in Bardstown, Kentucky. They produce quite a few whiskeys, but this is the one we're going to do, so I'm not going to talk anything about that. And this debuted in 2008. As Marla said, it is a very cute bottle. It is in a pot still design, so it is reminiscent of a pot still. And if you you know, see it in the picture we put with our podcast or even on our Instagram or Facebook page, you will see how cute it is. And when you pour it, it burbles. It was quite a surprise. And if I should have just recorded the burbling sound, it was really great.
Yeah. It looks like it has the kind of bulbous bottom and a long neck, like a very chubby giraffe, only without legs, of course. It'd be a giraffe sitting down.
Yeah.
Or if you've seen the TV series I Dream of Jeannie, it looks like the
bottom. Oh, exactly.
You can decorate
it inside.
I could.
Little drapes and divans.
I'm not a ship in a bottle person.
Perhaps
so,
not.
Yeah. But maybe I'll give it to you to do that with.
No, I don't think so.
But when I took it out of the bag when we got here, Marlis is like, oh, are we going to have a genie? You know, I was like,
If we rub it,
will a genie come out? Yeah. Well, we could hope. And with our luck, it would be an evil genie.
Always a risk.
It was distilled, aged, and bottled in Bardstown, Kentucky by Willett Distilling. I guess they were renovating their distillery,
mm-hmm.
and so things weren't being done at their distillery, but I think starting back in 2012, they took things back into the distillery to actually be done there. And it's made from pure limestone spring water, aged in new white oak casks until fully mature. It's 47% ABV. So it's 94 proof.
The strengthiest of the bourbons.
Yes, the strengthiest of the ones we have tonight. Mm-hmm. And one thing I saw said it was aged 8 to 10 years, and then I've seen other ones that said no you know, no available date or whatever, but I'm going to go with the 8 to 10 years. So the nose is purported to be lemon vanilla sugar cookie dough. Hmm. Okay. It's sweet smelling. It is also a little bit astringent, but
I get the vanilla.
Yeah, there's a little more alcohol in this one, but you would expect
it. One reviewer said, "Open it up and let it breathe a while, or you might like burn your nose hairs out." Basically, it is so powerful when you first open it. But actually, when I opened it, I smelled it, and it didn't seem that bad. Mm-hmm. But maybe the long neck helps cut that back.
Yeah, you don't get like the kind of dark fruit like you did with the Walcott. Mm-hmm. You do get more of an astringent, more of a citrus.
Mm-hmm. And the palate may be citrus, lemon pepper, vanilla, and toffee. And the finish possibly will be citrus into vanilla cherry oak.
Hmm.
So let us see if we agree.
Certainly has more of a finish than the first one, and maybe the second one as well.
Need to let that sit on my tongue a little longer.
Mmm. Also very tasty, I might add.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. We hit the jackpot today, folks.
We did.
We got 3 winners.
I know.
And okay, a very cute bottle. It really is cute.
I do think this one has the longest finish. It's a really nice finish, too. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Oh, the mash bill is 65% corn, 20% wheat, and 15% barley.
Yeah, there's no rye in here being obstreperous. Mm-mm. You know, that this is a...
There are no bald fat men sitting on a bar stool drinking this one.
Oh, I'll always bring that up.
They'd be wearing their hats.
Until I get dementia, I will mention this. Or maybe I'll keep mentioning it. Maybe that'll be stuck
maybe
in my brain.
Mention it even when we're not drinking stuff with Ryan.
I know. Yes. For the Willet, the price on it is a little hefty right now. The one side I said it's $45, and I'm like, I didn't pay $45. I paid $82.99 plus taxes and fees, which is over $100.
Ouch.
John's Wolcott was $39.99 plus taxes and fees. Do you remember what you paid for yours, Marlis?
I don't
choke.
I was just so glad to find it because I'd been looking for that particular.
Well, here, let me look it up. Okay.
I've seen the Wolcott online today for $26.99, and we paid $39.99
at
Total Wine and More. So, and that was.
But you didn't have to pay shipping.
Yeah. Which, you know. Okay.
Or shopping, whatever that might be.
Might be $10, might be, you know, would it be 15? I don't know. But it was $14 cheaper online anyway.
Balcones.
But yeah.
Baby blue.
And then we'd probably still have to pay taxes anyway, so it probably would be the same.
Baby blue whiskey. Okay,
$49.99 plus taxes and fees.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So we have a lovely array of pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the Balcones, for $50, I guess you might want to try finding some place that might have it on the shelf. But that's the problem, is finding some place. Unless you have a whiskey bar, they may not have it. The Willet, definitely see if you can find some place to try it before you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
First time I saw that was at Costco. It really drew my eye. I actually saw it, and I was thinking about getting a bottle to take to Mary and Evelyn, because Evelyn especially likes bourbon. And for some reason, I don't remember why I wound up not doing it, but I might now, because it's good. It might be a good replacement for that daggone Blanton's that you can't find anywhere.
Nicole's downtown, the bar.
Well, yes, I know that. But by the bottle, not... And they don't always have it.
No, they don't.
After you have drunk the whole bottle.
There is that.
Which takes quite a few visits, by the way. She doesn't do it in one.
When the cleaning ladies are here, I take myself off to lunch so that they can clean without me hovering. And I go down to Nicole's bar in Olympia, which is a wonderful place. And I say, "Do you have Blanton's?" And often they say, "Yes." And I say, "Bring me one of those."
Yes.
And they do.
Yes.
They're amazing.
You have come many miles since your Double Doors on the Rocks days.
I know. Well, yeah. not
not that I would ever turn down an
Evolution Reserve. Oh, no, no, she would definitely take one.
Okay, what I'm going to do now, because the Walcott and the Willett are the most alike, I'm going to try a little sip of the Walcott and mm-hmm. a little sip of the Willett and see what happens.
Okay.
Other people can
if she turns into something, we'll let you know.
That's it. Poof.
Poof.
Werewolf.
I could be a were-bourbon.
A were-bourbon.
A were-bourbon.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I think someone should draw us a picture of a were-bourbon. Any artists out there that can send us a were-bourbon picture?
That would be so much fun.
I challenge you, listeners, send us a were-bourbon photo, or not photo, drawing to Fungus. Photo. Yes. Go find one in the wild.
That's right.
It's probably living with Sasquatch. Send it to us to funwithscotch@gmail.com. I think that would be awesome.
There's the classic reference question that you get in public libraries. I want a photo of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, there are various artistic, you know, yeah. renditions. No, I want a photo. Okay.
I would go find a Jesus painting and take a picture of it.
Yeah, there are no yeah. cameras then. Oh, come on. You know, it's like, no, really, there aren't.
Yeah, it was like another 1900 and some years before.
He was not alive during, you know, the early 1900s Mm-mm. or even the late 1800s. Yeah. No pictures. Yeah, we've had questions. I forget who it was that somebody wanted a photo of, and it was like, mm-hmm. We don't have any of those.
The other question is, could you look up my divorce and see if it's final? It's like, you don't know.
Yeah.
You
know? Amazed how many people do not know when they were divorced or if they are divorced and they're getting married on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. We have had to tell at my place of work more than once. We've had to tell someone, I am sorry, you probably shouldn't get married on Saturday because there is no record of your divorce anywhere that we can find, which we can find it if you've been divorced.
I know, bigamy.
Yeah, wow. Bigamy is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is just, you know, learn from our work experiences. If you get divorced, make sure you have your signed paperwork. And file it for those special occasions.
Even if you don't want to talk to the person and other person.
I mean, you need
it. It's important.
You don't have to talk to the other person. You can contact the state and get it. You don't need to talk to them.
Or their lawyer.
He had to get a passport. And for some reason, he needed his divorce papers. I'm like, why? It's not like your name changed. But anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know why you need your divorce papers when you get a passport, but he said
Speaking
he
of which, I have to apply for a new passport.
Okay.
But I have to get a picture.
Well,
okay,
now everyone knows.
Okay. I know. And now I've forgotten what they taste like. So now I have to chase the Walcotts and the Willetts once
Good
more.
Good thing we're at your house. You won't have to drive home.
Then there is that.
I think maybe the Walcotts is just a hair drier than the
mm-hmm. Willett. That would be my...
The Willett also has a much stronger finish. So that it adds to the sweetness because it lingers more. I like it.
So if you're going for quantity, the cheaper Walcott is really good.
Yeah.
Perfectly respectable and very tasty. However, the Willett, I live with Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie.
Sorry,
with the light brown hair. No, that's not right.
No, she was blonde.
Yeah,
but anyway. Is smoother and silky and in my estimation,
which is interesting since it has a higher ABV.
I know, but it's really tasty.
Yeah, and, very well done.
So if you're making bourbon cocktails for, you know, your yard party of 30 people,
don't use Willett. That's a waste of
On
Willett.
The other hand, if you're sitting alone and you're by the fireside and it's November and rainy and cold outside, you get some of that Willett. It is really tasty.
Actually, all of these I wouldn't make cocktails.
No. And I love the Balcones Baby Blue, but that's a different experience. So,
well,
you know,
because
definitely.
It's 100% corn. I mean, it's just different.
Well, and blue corn, which is different.
Hopi blue corn.
Mm. Oh, that is tasty. I really do like that. Yeah.
Hmm.
So basically we're saying all of these are really nice.
I just would have trouble telling you which one. I mean, I know at the end we used to say, which one's your favorite? Well, I can't tell you right at this moment.
They all have their individual loveliness.
Are we going to do our water test?
We are. I have the water.
No, here. Not waterboarding. Water test.
No, that would be rude.
If you're going to waterboard me, do it with whiskey.
That would make it extra hard to breathe.
It would. But so,
easier to swallow. Yeah,
you wouldn't care, right? You know, after a couple of gulps, it'd be okay, good. Mm-hmm. Bring it.
It's September. I put away my water feature in my garden.
Yeah.
Which, you know, helped all the little animals and frogs and everything survive the hot summer.
Is that the one we have a picture of Tank drinking out of?
Yes. Yeah, the old main tank. And, but it had gotten all kind of green and moldy, so you know it was like, yeah, all right, time to put this away.
Yeah.
And the little pump has like little intake things, and it gets really clogged with all the vegetation that falls in it, and it's like, oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay.
Walcott
with water.
Hey, I'm the hostess here.
I feel like the Greek chorus, you know. let John talk, and we'll say
Walcott. With water.
It'll be... It's entertaining. Okay, maybe not.
You're so funny, Marlis.
Okay, not a bad thing.
Not bad.
Mm-mm.
It's fine with water.
And in fact, you know, that kind of over-alcohol-y...
It kind of settles it down.
Settles it down a little bit. So... Have, you know, a nice dose of Walcott with, like, ice cube or something. Yeah. And it will be very tasty.
Or you can make a Walcott slushy. Sounds good.
Oh.
Don't judge me.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking, especially when it was really hot this summer, that would have been a lovely thing.
I like my whiskey slushies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me putting a lot of really finely crushed ice in a glass and putting whiskey on top. And it, I just love it.
Oh, John finished his Walcott.
Oh, my goodness. He must like the Walcott.
I do like the Walcott.
Mm.
I like them all so far. They've all been
baby blue. I don't think the water hurt the baby blue.
Kentucky, we salute you. Okay, I'm still on the Walcott. Now I'm moving to the baby blue.
I should go visit my sister. She doesn't live far from the Kentucky line.
Mm-hmm.
We could go distillery hopping.
Oh, with a little bit of water, and I don't know if it's the water or if it's just the time.
Then it's
in the evening, but it like up into the sinuses and not in an invasive way, just in a like.
It's not like a COVID test.
No, it's sort of like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm a bourbon.
Hi, yeah.
No, it's really pleasant.
Yeah. Oh, it is really nice.
Yeah, it's tasty as heck.
Actually, I think the water or the thyme has brought out the more of the sweetness of the Willet. Smell the Willet.
Oh, okay. Ooh, ouch.
No, sorry. Don't hurt yourself.
Whacked my glasses there. I don't get as much aroma.
Well, you and John can't smell worth you know what.
There is that. We are smell impaired. What can I say?
But I detect more sweetness. Mm-hmm. Trust me, folks. These two can't smell worth anything. They both have horrible sinuses.
Mm.
I'm getting a lot of sweetness from it.
The taste is nice, however. She gasps. I gasp.
Oh, that tastes good.
Mm.
Possibly it's a little too subtle now with water in it.
Yeah, this is one...
It might be one that you want to drink straight up.
Or a large chunk of Willet and one small chunk of ice, just to add... Because we are Americans and we like a little coolness
like ice.
You know, you might do that and you won't injure it, but it is really good.
Put your glass in the freezer and then take it out.
Oh, there you go.
And you don't water it down and it's still...
Those stones that people give you as gifts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
whiskey stones.
I don't know. Nobody's ever given me a stone.
Well, they're these kind of inert cubes and you put them in the freezer so they're cold. And then you drop it in a
glass
serving of whiskey. And it cools it without diluting.
Diluting
it.
Diluting, there you go.
Okay, like I said, good thing Marlis doesn't have to drive home.
No, no, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Happy.
We might be here for a while.
You might, yes. Mm-hmm.
My daughter gave me little metal bullets that you drop them in, you freeze them and you drop them in. They're not real bullets.
That's good.
They look like bullets.
They don't have like powder in them.
They come in a little plastic holder that looks like a cylinder for a revolver. So
that way you can have chilled whiskey with bullets.
Yeah, so you have options is what we're saying.
Yeah.
You can do it with a bullet.
I want
a glass of Willet with a bullet.
Yeah.
I just hope no one shoots you or something. Yeah. Depends on where you say that.
I guess it depends on where I am when I say that.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Everyone be careful with bullets and whiskey.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, this is great.
I still don't have a favorite. Let's see if I can think of ranking them.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3. No, I can't think. That'd be picking a favorite. I would say my least favorite, which is not saying much because I still like it, mm-hmm. would be the all corn. I still like it. Marlis, do not look at me like an owl. What is that?
I know.
It's your choice, but I don't dislike it.
We become somewhat attached to the whiskeys we introduce.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, the last Balcones you introduced, I really, really despised. I like this one.
I do not understand that.
Well, I guess
it was a straight barley, you know, so like 100% barley.
I'll have to try it again because sometimes.
But again, it's kind of a dark flavor. Mm-hmm. Not exactly peat because we don't have peat.
No.
But,
no.
I understood that.
I need to try it again because sometimes, you know, it could be maybe my taste buds are off for some reason. I need to try it again to see. I'm not going to condemn it like Scoresby, which is still disgusting.
I'm not going to rank them 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to rank them 1, the Willet, 1.2, the Balcones, and 1.3, the...
And that's his choice. The Wolcott
The Wolcott, sorry.
Mm-hmm. You like the Balcones better than the Wolcott? Slightly,
only because of the fact that the finish is like almost non-existent on the Walcott.
I got it.
I mean, I like them pretty close to equal, but the Walcott kind of like disappears after like a second and it's gone.
Except, well, when we first started, it was like except for the tingling of my lips. But now it doesn't tingle. I think my whole body's tingled now.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
But it's
problem solved.
A little higher alcohol than
I know. Yeah, and I would. Oh God, I would vote Balcones and Willets basically equal, except very different.
Yeah, they are.
And Walcott only slightly behind because of the slightly alcohol aroma and then the lack of finish. But it is a perfectly lovely. Bourbon. And you go out and buy any of these and you will be kind of, this is pretty good.
Now, don't buy them if you don't like sweetness.
No, yeah, bourbon always has some sweetness.
But I know,
but
those people that John was listening to were like, I don't like it because it's too sweet.
Yeah,
for God's sake.
And that was the Walcott. Yeah.
And that was a Walcott, which I did not find the elitist biz?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're elitist. Those elitists.
It wasn't the elitists.
Sweetness elitists. Just wave them on, you know.
Woo. Yeah. I'm sweating now. But it's not the least bit too sweet.
This is so much fun.
Because I don't, to be honest, I don't like extremely sweet things. So I do not understand their review. Mm-hmm. But so if you don't like sweet stuff, don't even drink bourbon. I mean, that...
There is often a sweet element
lurking in the hearts of
the
bourbon.
Forest of the various mash bills. I would say
51% corn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a little sweet usually.
Yeah. But I'm loving the baby blue. A friend of mine said, "Oh my God, we were trying to find a Balcones baby blue to send you for Christmas, and we couldn't find one." So I was so excited when I found it at Total Wine. I'm like,
Why were they particularly looking for baby blue for you?
Well, they live in Texas now.
Right.
So they were thinking,
they couldn't find it.
Yeah, and there's also a Balcones.
Which is where it's made.
Yeah, but there's also a Balcones blue.
Yeah.
Just plain blue.
Okay.
And so they really like the baby blue better. So I'm like, oh, I was so excited to find this. Oh,
they wanted to send
this.
It because they liked it a lot. So they thought you would like
exactly.
it. Got it. I was like, have you tried this before and you're hiding? You're not hiding.
No.
You're holding back. That's what I'm thinking
Withholding.
Of. Withholding. Or holding back.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No. This is my first tasting of the baby blue. I was like,
Marlis was a baby blue virgin. Got it.
I know. Oh God, that's. All right.
Anyway.
I was all of these virgins, and so were you.
So were we. We were all. I have to tell. What I want to do for our next podcast.
Okay.
Is the Australian.
Whiskeys
that we discover. I got, you know how Facebook is very random, haha, in their ads that they put up. Well, I did get one about something to help with my horse's diarrhea, and I don't have a horse. So I'm not sure why I got an ad about horse diarrhea.
You don't
even
have anything approaching horse size. If you had a mastiff or that would be different.
My heaviest animal is 16 pounds. So
who is?
It's Estrella.
Oh, Estrella.
Estrella is 16 pounds. She's a dog, and the rest are lower than that.
Yeah, but she's a lovely dog.
So why did I get an ad for horse diarrhea? But that said, I got an ad for an Australian whiskey. So I mentioned it to John. So John looked, on a website that he has a membership on, and ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the size of the bottles? Like 350 mils or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
And the three...
It's an assortment, yeah.
Yeah, three different of their whiskeys, and oh my God.
Same distillery, right?
Same distillery. Yeah. Of the same.
Star
or something.
But
anyway, you don't have to say, because we're going to do it. Because we got another set of that so that we could do it for our next podcast.
Oh, great.
We got a brand new set, and we will hide it from ourselves so we don't drink it before so we don't have to order it again.
This was just a drunken evening, not a podcast evening. So there you go.
Okay.
Maybe for Marlis. Anyway, I was drunk.
So
they were really good.
Look forward to that, an Australian whiskey. And you know, my our eldest child, my and John's eldest child lives in Australia. Mm-hmm. So, and I've always had a fascination with Australia.
I know.
So we're planning on going in 2024 to see our eldest child who's lived there for a couple of years now, and we haven't seen her since then. So we would like to go there.
Not a short trip.
But I was like, oh my God, an Australian whiskey. Let's see if we can find it. And actually, Total Wine does sell one of them. And I think it's the one we like the most of the three.
Yeah, Nova.
So next time will be the Australian whiskey. But John and I have had them all. Marlis has only had a couple of them.
I had three.
You had all three?
Yeah.
Oh, so we will not be... We will not...
But it was a long time ago. Like, a week ago.
Yeah. So who knows, you know.
Well, and by the time...
Taste bud terms, this is a lifetime.
By the time we do the podcast, because Marlis is flitting about the country this month.
Yes.
It will be probably November before we...
I'm going to the Hopi Blue Corn area. Yes. I'm going to New Mexico.
I'm
going
to go to Alaska next weekend, and maybe I can discover some Alaskan
whiskeys. Oh my God, that would be so cool if you could find one. Mm-hmm. Bring it home. You could pack it in your suitcase that you check.
I will wrap it in my dirty laundry.
A lady at Zumba's just came back from Greece, and she was talking to someone about the TSA inspections of your luggage. She said, I just put my dirty underwear on top of everything. And I'm like,
well,
that's brilliant.
They're not going to touch your dirty clothes.
Well, underwear especially.
Underwear especially.
Unless you've got a particularly weird...
incredibly strong bubble wrap stuff to wrap it in.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, and then throw your dirty laundry on top so no one will touch it.
All right. I am going to pour...
Oh, she's
going to
pour some of the Willet.
It wasn't as good this time, but...
But it was very cool. Did you hear it?
Did you hear it? Tell us.
Can John check the...
I think, yeah.
Well, he can't
check it until we're done.
It is so sweet.
They're a little sweet.
Okay. You could pour me some and then...
Oh, I could pour you
some
too.
Okay, listen.
Marlis is giggling. Yeah. Okay.
We're a lot louder than the burbling from the
bottle, but it's a different listen.
It'll come out in the wash.
Turn up your volume and listen. It is so cute. I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh my God. I wonder if they knew it was going to do that when they designed the bottle or if that was just a happy coincidence.
They have writing all along their
neck. Yes, I know. I like read it. And they also have writing along here, along the bottom.
Oh my God, they're so cute. 750 milliliters.
Yeah, this is the oh my God, I have to put on my glasses. The side of the bottle says handmade by master craftsmen using time-honored methods. In the art of distilling, handed down from one generation to the next, made from pure limestone spring water. See where I got that from? Uh-huh. Carefully selected grains and proprietary strains of yeast.
There you go.
Okay.
It is...
There you go.
It is Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
And I think I will buy a bottle of that for... Evelyn and Tamara.
Oh, I think they'd
good
like
plan.
It. Yeah. Now, basically, all of these are lovely, and you're lovely, and we're lovely, and it's that point of the evening. So,
time for dinner.
I know.
Cheers.
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 Skål.
All right, skål.
Plancha.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm.